Subject: Foods Do's and Don'ts When You're Pregnant. When you're pregnant, it's important to pay extra close attention to what you're eating. The reason is that the baby will deplete your bones and even your teeth to get the nutrients it needs. Do: Take your vitamins. You need to ensure that you get plenty of folate, calcium, iron, zinc, and fiber. The best way to do that is to eat a variety of nutrient-dense foods and to take your prenatal vitamins. If you aren't pregnant yet but want to get pregnant, let your doctor know so that they can recommend vitamins that support a pregnancy. Because what you eat before you get pregnant is important too. Do: Eat the rainbow. When you're choosing what to eat, go for plant-based food that is well washed or lightly steamed. Try to eat every color in the rainbow to ensure that you're getting a variety of vitamins and minerals in addition to your daily prenatal vitamins. Do: Eat organic, at least the Dirty Dozen. You can find a list by searching for Organic Dirty Dozen, but this link currently links to a list of the dirtiest plants that you should buy only organic to avoid pesticides and other contaminants in your diet. Do: Remember to eat your omega-3 fatty acids. This important ingredient will help improve neurological development in your baby. The problem is that a lot of fish, which is a good source of these fatty acids, isn't a good choice for pregnant women due to the mercury contamination of the fish. There are alternatives, including supplementation and adding flax to your diet. Do: Eat nutrient-dense foods. The great thing about plant foods is that they are typically very nutrient-dense but are low in calories. That means you can eat more. Since you're often hungrier during pregnancy than when you're not pregnant, this means that if you pick foods that have a lot of nutrients but are low in calories, you're going to be more satisfied. Don't eat when you're not hungry. It can be tempting to grab food all the time when you're pregnant. But you really don't need to eat much more than you normally eat. In fact, the most you should eat is 500 calories more than normal for your normal desired weight. If you're already overweight when you get pregnant, you should just keep eating normally but replace junk food with nutrient-dense food. Don't overdo processed foods. When you are choosing what to eat, it's far better to choose an apple than some crackers or chips. Of course, you know that. It's hard to avoid all processed food, especially if you were used to eating it before you got pregnant. But if you want to ensure the healthiest baby in pregnancy, don't overdo processed food. Don't forget food safety rules. If you're unaware of food safety rules, you'll want to read about them at the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service website. This is the best way to learn. It's even more important to follow these rules during pregnancy so you don't harm yourself or the baby. Don't skip meals. While you don't want to force yourself to eat when you're not hungry, it's important that you eat your meals. If you have issues with vomiting and nausea, you can switch to 6 to 8 small meals each day. For example, a small cup of plain Greek yogurt with fresh blueberries is a good meal if a couple hours later you eat a bowl of steamed veggies and rice. Eating more often can help with those problems and ensure you are getting the nutrients you need. Don't forget to stay hydrated. When you're pregnant, you need to drink a little more water than normal. If you normally drink 8 glasses a day, move to 12 glasses a day. Remember that fresh fruit and veggies will also keep you hydrated. Hydration will also help you cut down on incidence of nausea. These do's and don'ts will keep you and your baby a lot healthier during your pregnancy. Next time, we'll focus on the do's and don'ts for breastfeeding. Subject: Food Do's and Don'ts When You're Breastfeeding. Last time we talked about some do's and don'ts surrounding food and pregnancy. Today is all about the food do's and don'ts of breastfeeding. In many ways, it's the same concept. Put your health and your baby first and you'll end up feeling better, healing faster, and having a healthier baby. Do: Eat starchy whole grain food. Unless you have a wheat allergy or have celiac disease, eating whole grain bread, starchy vegetables, and rice while you're nursing, like baked potatoes, rye bread, and steamed brown rice, is good for you. It will ensure you get plenty of fiber. Do: Eat lots of raw fruit and vegetables. When you were pregnant, it was probably difficult to eat too many raw fruits and veggies for fear of contamination. But now that you're nursing, you can once again eat them. Wash them good, of course, but eat at least 5 servings per day. Do: Eat moderate amounts of lean protein. You don't have to eat meat, but if you do, eat lean meat. Also, eggs, fish, and vegetarian options like beans will ensure that you get plenty of protein. You don't have to eat more than normal, you just need to eat a balance of vitamins and nutrients. Do eat calcium-rich foods. Be careful with the low-fat and sugar-free varieties, but if you or your baby has no problem with dairy, you can eat a serving or two of dairy products to get in these nutrients. There are also vegan options today that are calcium-rich and good for you too. Do drink plenty of fresh filtered water. Try to make it a habit to have a big bottle of fresh water with you each time you nurse. You're going to be super busy, so if you plan and have bottles made up for yourself of water, when you sit down to feed the baby, you'll ensure that you stay hydrated. Pay close attention to your thirst and drink water anytime you feel thirsty. Don't eat acidic foods. Most babies have severe problems with acidic foods. They include canned tomatoes and even dairy milk. Babies who have problems with these foods can end up with bloating, itchy skin, wheezing, diarrhea, constipation, reflux, vomiting, and other problems. If you notice any problems in your baby like this, try giving up dairy first, then get rid of canned food that has added citric acid. Don't eat anything that produces symptoms in you or your baby. No matter how hard you try, you might end up having a baby that is very sensitive to changes in your diet. The best thing to do is to transition to a very bland diet of rice and veggies and then slowly add in one thing each week to find out what's causing your baby's issues. But you can usually bet it's dairy, acidic canned tomatoes, or nuts. Don't eat extra calories unless you're underweight. It's a common myth that you can't lose weight and you must eat a lot when nursing. This is not true. In fact, while nursing is a perfect time to focus on eating right so that you naturally lose the weight. When you eat right, you are giving your baby what she needs to be healthy. And if you're eating right, you should drop the baby weight easily if you're otherwise healthy. If you are underweight, you want to eat the right number of calories required to be a healthy weight, consisting of healthy options. Don't use caffeine when breastfeeding. For that matter, don't use any type of stimulants or drugs while you're nursing. These things pass over to the baby and can make them grumpy and uncomfortable. It can give the baby acid reflux, which is very painful for them. Don't drink alcohol when nursing. Many people will tell you that it's okay to have a beer while nursing because it helps with the letdown of the milk. But it's not known how safe or dangerous it is because we can't really study this issue using babies as study subjects. The best course is not to drink at all. But if you do, they say not to have more than 1 week drink a week. These do's and don'ts will help you maintain a healthy weight and nutrition profile while you're nursing. The main thing is to eat and drink correctly so that you'll have plenty of energy to care for your baby. Next time, we'll talk about food do's and don'ts for babies and toddlers. Subject: Foods do's and don'ts for babies and toddlers. Feeding your baby or toddler totally depends on you. A lot of the rules have changed, and they're more flexible and easier for parents to navigate and feel good about doing the right thing for their child. Do feed your baby real food. In the not-so-distant past, parents were fearful about giving children real food. They started with rice cereal and built up to other foods. But this has been shown not only to be ineffective but even harmful, causing more problems with allergies. Try starting your baby with real food that's mushy like mashed bananas, baked sweet potato, and avocado. Do keep nursing if your baby is thriving. Even when you start your baby on solid food, it's fine to keep nursing as long as your baby still wants to and you still want to. Breast milk is the best for your baby and will keep offering him not only vitamins and minerals but also protection from infection and illness. Tests have shown that a mom's breast milk changes based on the needs of the baby. Do eat meals together as a family. Starting as young as possible, eating meals together as a family will help teach your child many values. One of them is that they are important and that you are willing to stop everything else for just an hour or so to ensure that everyone has the nutrition they need. As your child gets older, this will be ground zero in terms of conversations and lessons about the day. If you want to know your child, start eating dinner with them while they're young and keep doing it as long and as often as possible. Do offer variety as they age. You don't want to force your child to eat anything that they dislike. Instead, always offer them a variety of healthy choices. Then let them lead the way. Even if they dislike something one day, keep offering it because after a few times of it being offered, they may decide that they like it. Do, be patient. Some babies are pickier than others. You might feel as if your child is living off nothing more than a grape and a cracker. But babies will not starve themselves. When food is offered, they will eat until they're satisfied. This is the best way to feed your baby so that they learn to listen to their own bodies. Be patient with your child and let them guide you on how fast they want to try things and eat different foods. If they say no today, they may say yes tomorrow. Don't feed rice cereal first. It used to be that doctors recommended feeding rice cereal first to get the baby used to eating solid food. But there is nothing to prove this to be a good thing. In fact, rice cereal essentially offers nothing in the way of nutrition other than what's added to the product. Therefore, feeding your baby real food instead is always better. Don't forget about choking hazards. While you do want to feed your baby a variety of foods, you want to be careful about things that can choke your child. Hot dogs should be cut up into small square chunks that a baby can pick up with their two fingers. Some foods that are too slippery, like peaches, or too hard, like pretzels, should be held back and given to them when they're more experienced eaters and have teeth. Don't feed your baby risky adult food. Things like raw meat and fish should be completely avoided by babies and toddlers. Babies are more susceptible to getting ill from these types of foods. If it's risky for you to eat, it's extra risky for them. So, don't feed them undercooked meat, raw fish, tartar, or raw or undercooked eggs. Don't stuff their face. Some parents think that they need to stick the food in the baby's mouth, but you don't need to do it that way. If you do need to feed them to avoid a mess for some reason, only stick the food in your baby's mouth when they are ready for it and really wanting it. If you stuff their face and make them eat more than they really should due to their hunger level, you may train your baby to ignore their natural hunger cues. Don't give up. Babies and toddlers are developing independent personalities. Due to this, they are often very persistent and vocal about what they do and don't want. Therefore, when you offer your child a food that they don't like, don't get frustrated. Don't give up. Offer it to them again another time and never force them to eat something they do not like. There are always other food sources available that will provide whatever nutrient they need. These do's and don'ts of feeding babies and toddlers are essential because nothing is more important than your baby getting enough nutrients. They need a diet high in vitamins and minerals, which require a variety of food choices. Next time, we'll focus on the food do's and don'ts for school-aged kids. Don't miss it! Subject: Foods Do's and Don'ts for Primary School-Aged Kids. As children age and go on to school, feeding becomes different. Even if you didn't have much of a schedule prior to your child entering the school system, now you do. Therefore, it's important to maintain a schedule for the sake of their nutritional and health needs. Do visit your child's cafeteria. Some schools have excellent lunches and breakfasts, but others have really horrible offerings. It honestly depends on what side of the equation you fall on whether you and your child will enjoy the lunches or not. The best thing is to go try it out. If you like it, then you'll know it's okay for your child to eat there. If you don't like it, then you know you'll need to provide lunch. Do let your child take their lunch. If your child suggests that they'd rather take their lunch, then let them. You can teach your child to prepare their lunch the night before school with your help. If they're asking, that means they really do not like the school lunch and are probably essentially hungry all day long. Being hungry isn't conducive to learning. Do offer a snack after school. Most kids, especially when they first start school, are starving when they get home. They have to go long periods of time with neither food nor water, which is not natural for them. Offer a good hydrating snack after school like cuties, watermelon, grapes, or cantaloupe, not something fake like microwave pizza bites. Do get dinner on at a reasonable hour. It's important when your child starts school to set up a reasonably scheduled mealtime. You'll want to ensure that each evening they have a set time to get dinner so that they can study, sleep well without having too full of a tummy, and learn better. Do feed them a good breakfast. It's new for primary school children to have to eat breakfast, then go several hours without food until lunchtime. Not to mention lunchtimes are super short these days, sometimes no more than 20 minutes, including waiting in line. Therefore, Feeding a well-balanced breakfast that will keep them full is important. Don't micromanage their choices. When you set dinner out for your child, let them self-serve. Then they can choose what to eat and how much. Don't give them the choice to eat snacks later if they don't eat their dinner, but don't micromanage how much they eat at each meal or even what they eat out of the things you offer them. Don't make them clean their plate. The worst thing you can do is force your child to clean their plate. Sure, there are starving kids all around the world and maybe even in your own city. But forcing your child to clean their plate won't help any starving kids anyplace. Instead, it might make your child ignore their real hunger cues, putting them on a path of obesity. Don't restrict food for overweight kids. If you notice your child is overweight, don't restrict their food. In fact, you don't even have to tell your child they're overweight. Instead, research nutritionally dense low-calorie food and you'll find a plethora of options to add to your dinners to help anyone in the family stay healthy, full, and become their normal weight. Don't pressure and bribe kids with food. It's very tempting to bribe little Johnny with a Twinkie if he gets good grades, goes to bed on time, takes a bath, brushes his teeth, and so forth. But it's a horrible idea, and while it may get immediate results, it will set up your child to become an overeater, especially of reward foods and junk foods. Don't forget to show love. It might seem weird to you, but food means love to many people. Therefore, instead of only showing your family you love them when it surrounds food, find other things to do it and other ways of demonstrating love to your child. Primary school-aged children are venturing out of their parents' grasp. You can't control everything they do. Therefore, if you teach them good choices at home, you can be assured they'll make them when they're elsewhere. Next time, we'll cover some important do's and don'ts regarding food for tweens and teens. Subject: Food Do's and Don'ts for Tweens and Teens. During your child's tween and teen years, they are trying to differentiate themselves from you, their parent. But even so, this is a time when what you do really affects what they do, since children learn from their parents' example. Even when they think they're doing something different, they end up doing what you do. That's why parents who are overweight tend to have overweight children. Some of it is genetics, but some of it is poor dietary choices. Do set the example. Your child watches everything you do. Therefore, if you really want them to make good choices surrounding food, then you need to also ensure that they see you making good choices. Not only that, you don't want to be seen struggling and having a lot of emotions around food, because that will pass on to them. Do provide variety. Everyone has different taste buds. What tastes great to you may taste like garbage to your child. Some of this is genetics, and some of it is just that your child may take longer to warm up to some foods. The trick is to provide variety. That way, if your child hates broccoli, it's okay not to eat it, because tomorrow night there will be green beans, which they love. Do eat healthy snacks. One of the biggest downfalls of humans and diet is snacking. Snacking in and of itself is not bad for you. If you're hungry, you should eat. But you want to ensure that you have a variety of healthy snacks. The key to a healthy snack is that it is not processed and it is a whole food. If you have a lot of whole food snacks around and no processed food snacks, it's more than likely your child will choose healthy even if they're not home, because they will have developed a taste preference for those healthy foods over the processed foods. Do offer regular meal times. Even as your child enters the busy tween and teenage years, they still need to have stability at home. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and healthy snacks need to be offered in reasonable time blocks. While sometimes your child may need to miss dinner for practice or for other activities, you can keep it warm for them until they get home.